I want to take the temperature of our people out there. And as you often say, we have the smartest audience going around.
Easily.
I want to take the temperature of the two things that happened last night. One, the Paddy McCartan 5-week penalty. We've all seen the incident. Is that sufficient? Did you think it would be a 5-week penalty, or did you think it would be a lot more than 5 weeks? Some people believe that it's extremely, like extremely light. David King tweeted last night, whoever gave the McCartan suspension should hang their head in shame, either take concussion seriously or vacate your role. I'm over this. So he obviously believes that it was way, way, way too light, the 5 weeks. And then Bailey Fritsch was given a 1-week penalty by the MRO. He went to the tribunal last night and he was successful in having that overturned. So did we get it right in terms of the game, the look of the game? Did we get it right last night? That's the question this morning.
Hang your head in shame. That's always, that gets cut through, doesn't it?
What do you think?
No, I thought they were light. Well, Bailey Fritsch, you go to the tribunal, you put your evidence forward, and then you just put yourself at the mercy, right? And I would assume that the Dangerfield thing was taken into account. A week, I wouldn't have been railing against a week. They rolled the dice and got off.
Yeah.
I understand if people are disappointed with that. I think Paddy is light.
Yeah. How light do you think?
By 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And
Were you thinking 6 to 8?
Yeah, I did think that. Yeah. And I'm sure he would have been accepting of that as well. I heard his heartfelt apology and all those things, but, it was a shocking act and one that he would be embarrassed about and ashamed about, and he will cop the 5 weeks. And, of course, you go in and you put your best foot forward and, I think it might be the first time he's ever been reported. So all those things get taken into account, I'm sure, but 5 weeks was a little bit light, in my opinion, but 10 to 12 people are saying, okay, all that stuff's all is absolutely fine, I think.
And it is
a bit incongruous when you're talking about the head injuries and the way that we've been talking about concussion, that you would think perhaps in this environment that you might want to make a more severe or aggressive stance with your penalties.
Speaking on 360 last night, Robbo said that McCartan, who is a diabetic, shouldn't be allowed to play again due to the risk of him again experiencing low blood sugar levels. And that was part of his explanation as to where his mental state was.
He said he shouldn't play again.
Which McCartan says contributes to his brain fog. This is what Robbo had to say last night on 360.
So he shouldn't play again. If he is going to play and run the risk of being agitated because of low blood sugar levels and throw a punch into a guy next to him, and one of the reasons he did it because he's got a blood sugar level which is out of whack, quote, and he got agitated, well, I'm sorry. We can't trust you on the field that you're not going to do that next time you're agitated and got a low blood sugar level.
It's a breathtakingly ignorant comment from someone that shouldn't be wandering into that territory. He knows nothing about blood sugar levels and diabetes, and I do, and I'm happy to say, well, not happy, I've seen and witnessed it firsthand. What, he shouldn't play, what, the game of life? That's what Paddy McCartan deals with every day. Every minute of every day. It's not just about whether he can get to play footy. He's managed pretty well up until now. So what's Robinson saying he shouldn't play footy because he's got diabetes? And he has to deal with his blood sugar levels.
That's right. He's saying that he didn't deal with them on this occasion.
That's right.
And therefore, can we trust him to deal with them the next time that he steps out on a footy field?
He's done a pretty good
up until now, I'd say that he has.
26 years of age, I would have thought. So, yep.
Can you explain how difficult it is for Paddy in terms of... I know you don't want to necessarily go into this territory, but you do have first-hand accounts of how difficult it is for him to go throughout the course of a day managing his sugar levels. Yeah. He's an extreme diabetic.
No, he is. And this is the thing, right? So he questions his mentality. When Robinson questions his mentality over his state of mind, this is an inexact science trying to get your blood sugars right. Okay, so he's got this full-time thing in his arm. Every day he's looking at monitoring, and sometimes it peaks, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's that dramatic that he passes out and it's a life and death situation. That's how you got to monitor it. Now, he's been able to handle it to the point where he's the number one draft pick in the competition. He's handled it, but it's inexact him. It's not, have this much have this much sugar, have this much, and you'll be absolutely fine. Lots of things happen. And yes, when it's low, he doesn't use that as an excuse, by the way. He just said that was his state of mind, and then he takes responsibility. But to turn around and then say he shouldn't play, I mean, that's just...
That's ignorant. That's what it is.
It's breathtaking.
Phil is in Bayswater. Good morning, Phil.
G'day, Gaz and Tim. Just quickly on Robbo. Not helpful. It's just not helpful. Seriously, Robbo, show us your medical degree. It's not helpful to the bloke. Just keep your gob shut, mate. It's not helpful for stuff like that. Let the bloke sort it out. So on that. And the AFL made its own backyard, Gary, didn't they, when they set precedent with Danger? So he was always getting off. Bailey Fridge should have bought a Tats Lotto ticket on the way there, mate, because he had no chance of losing because he was always going to win because they'd set precedent.
Yeah, I think I did think they were a little different, though. I thought the Bailey Fridge had the footy and Paddy didn't. And yeah, but that's what happens when you're confronted. You put your arm up. I don't reckon Bailey Fridge said, here's a player, I'm going to try and elbow him in the head.
No one said that.
But he, by putting that hand up like that, you open yourself up to a week suspension. Now, they say Petrarca contributed with the push to the young boy Powell, which meant that he was a little lower. It got off.
You find yourself, when you play footy, you find yourself confronted with all different circumstances, don't you? And not always have you got time to think about what it is that you're going to do or how you're going to protect yourself.
Yeah.
But I think we all agree, if you raise your arm, you raise your forearm, and then you make contact with somebody above the shoulders, then you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Accidentally or not, you're
that's
in the wrong.
That's right.
I was astounded that they didn't hold firm on the one-week penalty. Mick in Clyde North. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, boys. A bit like kinging myself. I think both decisions were pretty, I can't say the word, pretty weak. I think Paddy McCartan, of all people who's had major concussion problems, I would have wiped him out for the rest of the year. It reminded me of the one, what the ex-Sydney captain, Barry, when he just smashed that West Coast bloke and dropped him. As far as the other guy, the Melbourne guy, that is the most deliberate elbow I have seen in football for 20 years. That guy should have been taken out for 5 weeks.
Fair enough, Mick. This is what
this is the temperature.
Some people would agree 100%. This is what we've asked for, is the temperature. So thanks for your contribution. Peter's in Seaford. Go, Pete. You there, Peter? He's gone. So a lot of people saying, hang on, he used it as an excuse. No, he didn't use it as an excuse. It was his state of mind. He said he was in a more agitated state, but he takes responsibility for what he did.
He apologised.
Yes. Yeah. So all I'm saying is, to turn around and then say you shouldn't play is the most ridiculous leap. So what are we saying? When blokes make mistakes in life for whatever reason, whether they're angry, confused, frustrated, might have slight depression, we're saying, well, don't play. You can't handle it, don't play. We all make mistakes. Turn around and say, don't play.